Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We have reached Wednesday morning. It is October 8th. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tim Richards.
Fall is here. We're going to see a high of just 60 degrees.
Sounds like a perfect fall day.
Yesterday was still relatively warm. I was thinking like fall smacked you in the mouth. It was still a little bit warm, which is great. I mean, I'm not complaining at all. Cools off a little bit, but today's really going to feel like fall with the high of just 60.
Yeah, yesterday very moist, yeah. Very humid, and a little toastier than expected because we thought that fall was going to hit us, but it was really just the rain, not the temps. It was weird.
Also, have you been shopping for deals? Have you been adding anything into your cart?
I have. You?
Yes. It was a little experiment. I'm missing something. I'm doing something wrong.
What do you mean?
I'm doing some.
Have you? You've added stuff to your cart. Have you purchased yet? Have you
pulled the trigger? I think the phrase is, and many people have used this, that the math isn't mathing.
Oh, your math isn't mathing?
Yes.
My math isn't exactly mathing either.
Stevie's math isn't mathing either. I mean, we get the holidays on the way.
I know.
You do a great job, much better job of adding items to the cart and, you know, coming back around and seeing which deals are coming through, whether they're just deals throughout the year, let alone heading into the holiday season. I do a bad job of this. I admitted that. I don't put very many things in my cart. I've learned to do so.
You need to use the save for later feature, which I don't think you do enough.
I don't. No, mm-hmm. You're right. I'm kind of like learning to do this. But on the other end of the spectrum, I buy it now, which freaks you out.
I was just going to say that. You definitely, I can't, the speediness of buy it now and the commitment of quickness that requires, no.
Yeah.
I need to see it in my cart first.
So you, producer Stevie, and I, and maybe others, the math, it's not.
We have methods.
Yes.
And the math on these methods not really working out for any of us at this point.
Let's get to this. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead.
Just a dead guy in an envelope.
Who is he?
No one knows.
He's dead.
Just a dead guy in an envelope.
I mean, the prime big deal days are now, right? Do I have the wrong days?
They keep saying they are.
Okay, all right.
I guess it just depends on what you're looking for.
What did I thought I hit the...
Maybe it's not the stuff you're looking for.
Okay.
Or me.
So that,
or
I mean,
Stevie.
We'll get...
Strangely.
That's coming up. That'll be up shortly after 8 o'clock. But yeah, we're going to kick off the show. We need a guest. You know how this works. It's dead guy in the envelope.
He's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope. We need one guest a day. So what's your guest today?
Star 102, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
I have a question about a new coffee spot after your guest. I can't wait to talk about this. We would love your guest, though, for dead guy in the envelope. He's dead. He's a guy. The name has not been guessed yet. The name remains in the envelope. What is your guess?
Michael Landon?
Oh, I don't think we've ever had that guess. It's not Michael Landon.
Okay.
We appreciate the guest, though. Thank you so much. New coffee shop. I need the details. That's next. I noticed that there's a 7 Brew open in Willoughby. I don't know anything about it.
What's a 7 brew?
That's my question. Unfortunately, they open at 5:30, so I can't grab it on the way in. I feel like it was built in about 5 seconds, and it's very small. It looks like a drive-through situation. I don't think you can go inside or anything like that. But now I want to go, and I want to know more about this 7 brew.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it, and they have locations. I looked it up all over the place, so this isn't just a one-off that I'm talking about Willoughby on my particular drive-in from Menor. I just want some scoop.
Yeah, I feel like these did pop up. We did it as a 3 things story. I don't know, 6 months ago, within the past year or so. And you're right. They're like these teensy little coffee shops, and they're popping up everywhere. I've never been to them, nor have I heard if it's any good.
And now it's all over my TikTok, like some chocolatey goodness. There was there was a blue, I don't know if it was a refresher that was popping up. It was like the top 5 drinks to order from 7 Brew. I said, I want that, I want that, I want that, I want that. So I don't know. I don't know anything about it. I just know it's there. And then I wish it was open at 5 o'clock so I could have grabbed it on the way in. So
someone has to educate us.
Yes. EMCs, you probably know because you're the best. We have an EMC that's a 7BC. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. 7BC.
I was going to say, what's a 7? Oh, yeah, 7BC.
7 Brew correspondent.
I thought you were saying like a 7 Brew coffeeer. Correspondent's much better.
All right, please go right ahead. I noticed it on the drive-in. Never been there. They don't open until 5:30, so I did not get to check it out. Go right ahead.
I've had the smoothies. I haven't had the coffee.
Okay. And they're good?
Oh, yeah.
Stevie's in here. Stevie, I mentioned the blue drink. There's several that was popping up on my TikTok, on my For You page now. All of a sudden, it's showing up all these 7 Brew. What's the blue one?
It's the Brew Lagoon.
Brew Lagoon.
But you got to add cream.
Okay.
So it's blue coffee?
No, it's not a coffee drink. They have energy drinks, they have fizzes, they have teas, and they have coffee.
What? Stevie knows everything.
Yeah, the Brew Lagoon, a tropical flavored drink from the drive-thru coffee chain 7 Brew. That's just the AI.
It's got like blue raspberry, I believe, lime, coconut.
What's a fizz?
A fizz is an energy with no caffeine. So it's like
it's an energy drink with no caffeine.
It's like a sparkling water with flavor.
That gives you energy.
No, it doesn't have energy. So if you want like the energy drink, like a Brew Lagoon, you can get it in the fizz option, or like if you're a child, it's got no caffeine.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
So I'm sure you guys are familiar, but kids use a lot of slang that may confuse you. Well, they did new research that reveals the most popular terms right now, and a lot of these are coming from social media trends that gain popularity. So we're going to talk about the lingo and break it down.
I very much look forward to this.
That's coming up in 6-7
don't.
Minutes.
That's number one.
Don't.
It is my favorite.
My kids
to
would
do
be
that.
So mad.
The last
at you.
Time I did that, and I know that's coming up, was we were at Cedar Point, and you can pick specifically on the Gemini, and you can choose your row. And I just was right there. We're at 6-7. I'm like, Izzy, that's my 10-year-old. Is right here. And I'm just looking at 6-7. Daddy, stop it.
Yeah, I get yelled at for that too.
You know what? You're the one with the trend. All right, once again, coming up in 6-7 on Star 102.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
Are you constantly confused by what young people are saying? Well, a lot of us are, but we're going to break it down. Because the slang used by Gen Z and Gen Alpha is influenced by social media, and due to the internet, it changes all the time, faster than we can keep up with. I feel like, you know, this isn't a new thing. We all had slang growing up that was very specific to us as kids, but now it's changing quicker due to social media, and that's kind of how these trends come about. So Google Trends data finds that 6-7, like you were saying, does top the list with more than 141,000 searches. I'm sure once people search it, they don't know. It's kind of hard one to explain. Like, you either get it or you don't. But I'm sure you've heard a kid around you say 6-7. And then some other ones are bop, chopped, and mogging, topping the 2025 charts.
I don't know what mogging is.
If there's a parent or teacher, because I follow teachers on TikTok that explain this, I'm sure there's parents accounts. There's 8 million accounts, and now it's all over my For You page, which is actually very helpful and funny. That it is the best, you know, they're teaching second, third, fourth, fifth, whatever the grade is, maybe even higher, and trying to explain what it is. Like, hey, if you don't know what 6-7 is, this is where the meme that it came from. This is what this means. And it is the best. So yeah, if you can explain, we have no problem not knowing it.
When you look up mogging and the definitions they give, it's not really accurate. If you were the child, they would be like, no, that's not what it is. But essentially it's like outdoing someone because you're more skilled. Like you mogged them.
Why?
It's an adult defining what it is when a kid should be the one defining what it is.
Yeah. Where I don't use these terms, but I understand them when they're said. I'm on the cusp. So, like, I would never say mogging. It sounds weird. Mm-hmm. But when I hear it, I can understand it. Like, you either get it or you don't, in a sense.
I see.
Like, you're like, if I say I'm mogging you, then I'm better than
you. You're doing better than me.
Yeah, I'm more successful, more attractive. I'm just better than you.
Oh,
then.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. I would never say that to you, though.
No, okay.
You may have heard huz. That's an attractive person.
Like, I have not heard huz. Like husband? Is it like husband?
I think that's where it comes
from.
Unless you think your husband's unattractive.
Oh.
Then he's not huz.
Then he's not huz.
Oh. Chopped, which is the opposite of huz.
Oh.
Like, you're so chopped.
Mm-hmm.
Keith Urban chopped?
Yeah, he's... sure. we talked about this one, big back.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
Pizza Hut missed their cue on that.
Mm-hmm,
do not like that one.
Would you say Pizza Hut should have called was the big back box?
The big dinner box should be the big back box.
That would have been great.
They want to be hip. Glazing.
Oh, my kids say glazing all the time.
You know what that is, right?
Yes, when you're like glazed, like you're like brown nosing
like
someone,
you're
kind of.
Glazing Taylor Swift in a way.
Yes, glazing
they
Taylor Swift.
They would say that.
Yes,
to you.
They would. Yes.
Mm-hmm. This one, I've heard Tim say this one, phantom tax.
Oh,
Tim
man.
Says
Izzy,
that?
Yeah, Izzy used to say that all
no,
the time.
No, he says that to annoy Izzy.
Yeah.
Not to say it all the time.
Especially when she's on the phone or like she's talking to her friends. And I will just try to drop that in the background. I will have no idea what
for
it is.
For no reason.
Yeah.
There's a word my kids use, my 11-year-old particularly. I want to make sure I can say, because I want to ask you guys about it. I can say that on the air, right? Do you know what that one means?
Yeah.
You know what? Let's stick to that one. We're going to see if she can say it on the air. And if not, we will find out. And we will dump that next. So it's there's a 50-50 chance. And if you have one and you want to get in on this, please let us know. This is all in 4 minutes. All right. Jen's going to say a bad word. It's Star 102 on Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
Stevie said I can say it, right?
Yeah.
I hope I can say it. My kid says it all the time. Buns. Why? What's buns? Max, my 11-year-old.
Like I use it in a sentence.
That's buns. Oh, that's buns. That's what he says. That's buns.
See, Izzy doesn't say that.
That's not good.
It's not good.
That's the buns. Friendly way to
say it. Say you lose Trump 2, we eat 7:30.
No, it's buns.
I'm going to say that.
Does that work?
Yeah.
Will you say that if you lose?
I'll say that if I lose.
So here we go. If you lose, say that's buns. If the contestant loses, I'll say that's buns.
Okay.
Is that a deal?
That's exactly how you would use it.
Okay.
All right. We'll test it out. We're going to sound really weird saying it. And also, you know, you'll have to remind me.
Can you imagine if our boss is not listening now, but listening at 7:35 and one of us drops that's buns at 7:50 by the time the game's over?
Yeah, because his kids are younger. I bet they're not saying that's buns. Yeah.
Like five or six or whatever. Yeah.
Right.
No.
Just don't call them a bop if they lose. That's not nice.
I'm not even going to go there.
Okay.
We'll
stick to buns.
We'll call Taylor Swift's new music bops and use it in
that
way.
I like that version of bops. We have a new version of bops.
Yeah, I know. I don't.
So I wouldn't call her a bop.
I won't do that. Okay. All right.
There you go. Another successful Stevie on the socials.
After the Cavs home opener, there's going to be a show in the sky, and it's not buns. We'll tell you about that.
There we go.
60 seconds.
Not good.
After the Cavs home opener October 26th, there's going to be a 500 drone light show over the Cuyahoga River. Kicks off about 10 minutes after the game against the Bucks, ends at Rocket Arena.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've been thinking about this. Well, for a while, I've been thinking about this, and I'm so excited because we have a new addition to the Jen and Tim show. And I didn't tell you about this. I didn't tell Stevie about this, but I kind of wanted to present it to you guys because I've been thinking about it for a while. I finally pulled the trigger, and I'm like, you know what? This is really going to enhance the Jen and Tim show brand. This is really going to enhance our studio life. This is really going to be a collective fun thing for the Jen and Tim show family. So I would like to, I've wrapped it up because I wanted to make it exciting. I didn't want to just like hand it over and be like, oh, this is the thing now. This is the new addition to the Jen and Tim show. I wrapped it up. So I would like to give it to you guys.
Okay.
You seem nervous.
I am nervous. I have no idea what to say. I was not expecting this.
It's a positive.
It's a positive thing for the
show. It's a positive thing for the show. And again, all about the Jen and Tim show family here. And surprises are always fun.
So surprises are good.
I thought I would.
Oh, no, the baby's not yours.
Well, no, that's
the baddest surprise. That's just an example of not always good.
Yeah, you're right. I take it back.
Sorry.
That's a good example.
Well, you know, it's a wild night.
Okay.
Yeah. Most of the surprises are
actually,
good.
Actually, on this show, they're always questionable.
We just never know. It's a 50-50 chance.
It's 50-50. This, I think.
So good.
I think this one's good.
Okay.
I hope it's good. I hope your reaction is good.
All right.
So let's do this together next.
Okay. So we'll do that. Okay? So producer Stevie too or no?
Yes, producer Stevie
okay,
too.
Okay. So we'll go ahead and we'll grab producer Stevie and she'll.
Yes.
Studio and we'll do this together.
Do it together.
All right. We'll grab her. Time for our surprise, apparently, on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorite.
This is an addition to the show. Here you go.
Thank you.
Actually, you know what? Now that I think about it, it was yesterday at this time. Stop. I'm going to hold on to this for a second because it was yesterday. Did you cut your finger?
No, I'm just wondering how I'm going to explain this glitter to my wife that's all over my body.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, there's glitter on the
very fancy bag.
It is a fancy bag.
Well, it's like I said, it's an addition to the show and it's exciting. But now that I think about it, as I planned this out for a while and I had this sitting in my car yesterday, and I was going to bring it in, but then you did that thing yesterday where you're like, oh, look, I have this box with a gift for you that you can't have until your 2000th win in Trump Tui, which would be really cool if that was coming soon. How many games away are we now?
60. You won 60. One yesterday. Exactly. Being proactive because I did not want to forget because the milestone is so huge on the Jen and Tim show. 2000 victories, historic. I don't want to miss it. I thought about you earlier. I brought this in to make sure that I executed it during the 2000th win. I thought that was a great idea.
It feels like you did it. So quit trying to grab this.
Well, you said
it
was for
feels
us,
like
right,
you
Stevie?
Did the Trump Tui gift thing way far out just to agitate a little
no!
bit.
No!
Can I open
it's
it?
It's called preparation. I was prepared. We are prepared. It's in studio right here. I'm prepared for your 2000th win. I thought that was looking ahead. I thought that was forecasting. I thought I didn't want to forget about it.
Nah, it feels like you just did it to agitate. Stevie, no, you cannot open it. But
I didn't give you a prize for Trump too and hide it from you.
That is
They're
true.
Not hiding anything. It's right here.
He gave that to her very early.
Thank you. Did he tell you what's in that box?
No. Okay. I don't know anything.
I mean, look, I don't have a problem sharing with you what is in here.
It's for us in the studio.
It
is. So
I don't what is happening? You just said you were going to give us a surprise. It's right in the bag. I mean, now we're not getting it?
No. I decided during that Mariah Carey song that, you know what? I'm going to do the same thing to you did to me. So I don't know. But the problem is I don't know when you can open it. Like, I don't know.
What is happening?
I don't know.
Mariah Carey did that to you. The song Fantasy did that to you in 3.5 minutes.
Well,
all
yes.
of a sudden, you're not giving us the gift.
Well, yeah, because I'm like having deja vu of yesterday when you did this to me. And it's 60 days. I got to wait.
The box is right there.
The box is right there.
This is not fair at all.
This gift bag could sit right with it. But I don't know, like, when should he open it?
So like Christmas.
When do I let him open it? Like,
we have so many unknown items in the studio that I don't even know what's happening right now. There are more unknown items in the studio than known items.
I need to bring one in
now. We have a dead person in an envelope. We have an unwrapped, we have an unknown 2000 item, whenever that happens. And now we have a beautiful bag that I'm not allowed to open as punishment.
Yeah. Maybe you can open it when we get a winner for Dead Guy in an Envelope.
Maybe I can open it when I take a whipped cream pie to the face solo.
That already happened.
It wasn't solo. We were there right next to you.
I bet. That's true. We were right next to him. I bet Jen and Tim Show listeners could figure out a good time for you to open it.
Or an instant poll. We need something.
Just not today.
Just 5 minutes ago, we can open it. I don't know what just happened during Mariah. You know what? Mariah Carey's banned from the station.
No, it's a...
Can't say that.
Okay, she's not.
I just changed my mind. Because you see, this is like I'm pulling a reversal on you. I'm pulling a Tim Richards on Tim Richards.
And Stevie. It was to both of us. It's to both of us.
I'm innocent in this.
I know. You are innocent
to this. She said, we're going to bring Stevie. Here we go. Here's the bag. Here's the gift.
It was
right after Mariah Carey until it's not.
Yeah, it was partially for Stevie. You should not be punished for this, Stevie.
Thank
we will handle that separately.
I feel we need an instant poll or something needs to happen about this.
Yeah. Somebody will come up with a good idea. People like DM us an idea of how long Tim should have to wait to open this gift.
Maybe Ed Sheeran will change your mind. He's a lovely gentleman.
Doubt it.
All right, DMs and calls. I do not understand what just happened during the Mariah Carey song. Just in case you're joining us, it's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Oh, here's a life-changing present for Tim and producer Stevie. Psych!
Well... In the moment, I was thinking, oh, cool, you can have it. I was so excited to give it to you guys. Then I remember what you did to me yesterday with the box that you said I can't open until I get
it's a present for a specific win.
You didn't have to.
You can open it when the specific win happens, which is the 2000th win. I was just looking ahead.
Far away?
It's exciting. Yay!
How far away is the 2000th win?
That is up to you.
No, it is 60 games away.
It's not 60 games away.
It could be more than 60
it
games away.
It could be. That's up to you.
Feels like a lengthy amount of time to wait. So you know what? I changed my mind as I was giving you the gift. And I thought, we need to come up with a way where you have to wait to open this
and
gift.
And now Stevie.
No, I'm going to let Stevie in on it so that you...
Mean in on it.
Yeah.
Because
it'll annoy you more.
On it.
Listen, we have, I'm not even kidding you, the best listeners in the world. Some great suggestions on when you should be able to open this. Sean says, open the present the next time Mariah Carey comes up in rotation.
All right, here
That'd
go.
That'd be way too soon.
Here we
That'd
go.
Be way too soon. No.
I'm at it right now.
Jeff says, Tim can open the bag when he sees Titanic. I'm in on that. I am big time in on that.
Jeff, what did I do to you? What?
That's a great idea.
What did I do?
Emily says, Tim can open his present when he finally washes his feet in the shower.
I knew it. By the way, you know what?
Well, that's never going to happen.
Somebody sent me another video about somebody talking about, I should have posted that, to washing their feet. I thought about this, and we'll get to another message here in just a second.
Just one more.
I have to admit something, and it's disgusting.
Please, do you want to think this through?
No.
Oh, boy.
I want to admit something, and we're going to get to one more message. I thought about the feet thing. I know, you know, I'm going to think about this in 2 minutes. Can we screenshot our text conversation with the...
No. Okay. No, we cannot. No, we cannot. Listen.
We have more comments. Can I open this bag now in all seriousness? Let's just get this over with.
Absolutely not. I didn't even do anything.
You presented a gift that you said was a show gift. You took the gift away, and I'm catching all sorts of strays from listeners for nothing. I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything.
You did.
I'm just standing here. You handed me the bag. The bag was within 8 inches of my hand. You took it away, and then I'm just taking all sorts of heat.
Well, because you did the same thing yesterday.
I did nothing like this yesterday.
You did exactly the same thing.
This is contingent on a 2000th win. It's right here.
The 2000th win, which is 60.
I'm not giving it to you. Like, here's your 2000th win. No, you're not getting it now. I didn't do that.
Yes, you did. You kind of did. You're like, here's this box. You can't open it until you win 60 more games. 60 more games.
Stevie's in there crying because it's her gift, too. You okay, Stevie?
Stevie will be fine.
She'll be all right.
Stevie will be fine. Stevie is...
Ruined her cell phone with tears.
Stevie is going to be... just fine, because Stevie's going to know what's up. Listen, I just want to... we can't get to all these comments. They're so great.
We can.
Caleb says you could open it when you switch to Christmas 102.
Yeah! Let's do it! Whoa! give me that gift. All right, fine.
Okay. Jen says, I can see why you two broke up.
Because she took gifts away from me?
Fair comment.
Very fair.
I didn't take it away. You can still open it.
Okay, give it to me.
We just, not right now. Not right now. Tim can open it when Dead Man is guest, Katrina said. That's a great idea. Great idea. That, by the way, that's not going to be until like next year.
I'll tell you who it is if you let me open that bag.
No. And then Heather makes this comment. I'm Brad Pitt at the end of the movie 7. What's in the box? You remember that? That was so great.
That was, by the way, if you saw it, you'll never forget it.
You'll never. Well, oh, I mean, so traumatizing. So traumatizing. But yeah, no. You, I don't really know. We haven't made a decision.
I know.
Will you watch Titanic? I mean, like, easily.
No,
you watch Titanic tonight. You're opening that tomorrow.
I know. We just, there's just another thing that we don't know what's in it in the studio.
We don't know what's in it.
So.
We don't know when you can open it.
Yep.
You know what? Maybe we'll put a poll up or something on the... The Jen and Tim show.
How's that poll going to work? I mean, we have to get the three things now, but I don't. We can do that. We can revisit this tomorrow. We have so many comments.
Yeah.
Or whatever. We can get back to it tomorrow.
We'll
have an instant poll. We'll have options if you want to weigh in on that. We will certainly do that. We will do that again tomorrow. And thank you very much for the comments.
What about the gift? You want to thank me for that? Or
I don't know what it is.
Okay.
I just know it's not perishable because it's just sitting there.
That is correct. It's almost Halloween. Ring has unveiled a new candy cam. To keep your goods safe. That's in 60 seconds. It's 58 degrees in Parma, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. Browns trading quarterback Joe Flacco to the Bengals for a 2026 fifth round draft pick. He started the first four games of the season.
Is it a Flacco jersey in the bag?
It is not.
If I guess it, will you tell me?
No. The Browns are 1-4.
It's cold in here. Cold.
The Browns are 1-4 heading into Sunday's game in Pittsburgh.
The charcuterie?
It's not perishable. You've already figured that out. Okay. LeBron James teased the decision of all decisions.
Is it Hennessy?
It's not Hennessy. Turns out it wasn't about basketball. Shocker. It was an ad for Hennessy. In the spot, he jokes he's taking his talents to Hennessy. Ring rolling out a limited...
Is it something with Taylor Swift?
A limited edition candy cam. It's the Outdoor Cam Pro, dressed up in your choice of five Halloween covers. Ghost, pumpkin, cat, bat, or spider. Plus a candy bowl base. It's $199 for the bundle that you can pre-order. Or they also have 3D printable files. You can make your own creepy camera cover at home. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart.
That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.